You've mentioned Stephen Ford.
Yes.
How was it working with Stephen Ford?
Oh man, it was awesome. From the moment that I met with him, sort of in an audition kind of setting where I went through some of the material with him, going through bits and pieces of three or four songs, it went from if to when we do this project. The connection was almost immediate. He is a mighty man of God, and once we got into the studio, and he began to work with the raw material that I had put down on tape for him to listen to, and he put his touch on it. It was just a special experience. I got so excited every time I went into the studio about what God had in store for us. As I said, he's an awesome musician, an awesome arranger and producer. And I also need to give some props to one of the other musicians on the project, Jonathan Dubose, who's known as the prophesying guitarist. The brother can play.
Hey.
The brother can play. So I was just so blessed and so blown away by being in the presence of people like that who helped me to put this project together and to provide it to God's people.
Our guest, Conrad Miller on Star 94.1. Let's get into the project,
okay.
My Journey. What are some songs we should look out for?
Well, the ones that are out now as singles, two songs. The first track on the project's called Amazing. That's a song that comes out of the realization of literally how amazing God is. Starting with the first verse speaks of, it really comes out of John 3:16, you know, the fact that he sent his son. And being a father who has lost a child, I can, not fully, but I can sort of appreciate how God felt, because when he sent Jesus down here, he knew what was going to happen. And so he sacrificed his son so that we might have a right to the tree of life. He sent Jesus here as the propitiation for our sin. And so I get excited by a God like that. I have to serve a God like that. And so the first verse of Amazing speaks to God's gift to us. Verses 2 and 3 are sort of autobiographical. Verse 2, I'm speaking to some brothers out there in verse 2, because I'm talking about when we got into some stuff that we shouldn't have been in, and God plucked us out of that. His grace and his mercy have provided for us, and we need to recognize that. And as the young folks say, we need to give God his props for being so good to us, so merciful, so gracious. And then the third verse speaks to the fact that he spoke to me and said, I've given you these songs, not for you to sit on them like you've been sitting on them. I need for you to share them. And that's what the third verse of that particular song talks to. So the first track, Amazing. The other track on the singles, the B-side, as it were, or the A-side for some folks, is a song called Mama Prayed for Me. And like most of us, our mamas prayed for us.
Most definitely.
Because we got into stuff, even when we were little, we got into some things we shouldn't, and as we got bigger, the stuff got bigger, right?
Right.
There's a funny story behind that if we've got time.
Sure.
Yeah. A few years ago, the day before Mother's Day, we were having our spring cleaning at church, Second Baptist Church of Doylestown, PA, outside of Philly. And one of the mothers of the church, Mother Pat Boyd, we were in the sanctuary. We were cleaning together along with a couple of her daughters. And she said to me, she said, Brother Miller, did you write a song for Mother's Day? I said, oh, no, ma'am. I didn't even think about writing a song. She said, oh, okay. And I thought that was the end of that. I was feeling a little bad that I hadn't even thought about it, but mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about it. And so I left the church and went home and started cutting the grass. And don't you know, God started that thing in my spirit. And I'm on the lawn track cutting the grass, and here it comes. Mama, pray for me. I thank God, Mama, pray for me. And it took shape right there cutting the grass that afternoon. I sang it the next day, and I love, every time I sing it, I love seeing Mother Boyd's face, because that's her song to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the other one on the single. There are a few other songs, a number of other songs to look out for on the project. Certainly, Jesus is the Way is special to me because my daughter helped me to write that. There's a song, the second track is called Blessed by the Best. That's another one for us brothers. Okay. It starts out talking about how we used to stand on, hang out on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's old school male quartet style.
Okay.
Track three is a beautiful song called Breathe On Me, which is a prayerful song that acknowledges the fact that even though we walk with Christ, we are human. And in our humanness, we sometimes fall off the path. And so this song says that when we do that, we ask God to breathe on us, to breathe his spirit back on us so we can get back on track. Because the path to glory ain't easy. And sometimes we still stray away. But there's comfort, Lord, in knowing you'll welcome us back day after day. So that's a nice song. Moving On Up is an upbeat, kind of reminiscent song, reminiscent a little bit of Curtis Mayfield, his style. He influenced me a little bit. Another R&B kind of influence into my style is noted on track number 10, which is a song called Paradise. That feels a lot like the old Philly sound, Stylistics, Blue Magic, Delphonics. Okay. It's got that kind of feel under it, but it's clearly gospel. And then the last song on the project, track number 11, is a song called From Here Through Eternity. And it's the last song because it talks about my commitment and hopefully the commitment of all of us as Christians that we will follow Christ, not to eternity, because to suggests that it's finite, that there's an end point,
mm-hmm.
but from here, from where we are right now, all the way through eternity. Beautiful ballad. Beautiful ballad. I urge folks to go out to the local record shops and pick it up, or they can go to cdbaby.com, find it there. Come to my website, either my myspace.com/ConradMillerMusic or conradmillermusic.com. And you can get access to the project that way if you can't find it in your local stores. But all the distributors across the country have it, so it shouldn't be difficult for your listeners to get.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
What does ministry mean to Conrad Miller?
There's so many pieces to an answer to that question, but the first thing that comes to mind is that ministry, the Greek word in the New Testament that is often translated minister is diakonos. It's also the word that's translated deacon. And I point that out because that particular word in Greek means servant. And so as ministers of the gospel, as music ministers of the gospel, as a deacon like I am in my church, my whole role is to serve as Christ came to serve. So it is about doing for God's people what God is doing for me. What God does for me is not just for me. It's for me to share with other people. You know, God blesses us so that we might be a blessing. Mm-hmm. That's what ministry is all about. It's about blessing God's people in whatever way we can, so that ultimately he gets the glory. It's not about us. It's about him. So that's what ministry means to me.
Our guest, Conrad Miller, the project, My Journey. Again, tell us where we can find it, your website. Tell us about, you said CD Baby also, didn't you?
CDBaby.com, you can find it there. Just punch in my name, Conrad Miller, and you can get clips of all of the songs. You can buy downloads or you can order the entire project. Your local record stores, if they don't have it on the shelf, just ask them to get it for you. They'll order it from their local distributor, and you'll have it in a day or two. Or they can come to my website, which is conradmillermusic.com, and there they will see information about how to order it directly from me.
Our guest, Conrad Miller. Conrad, it's been a pleasure. And may the journey continue.
I thank you so much, my brother. It's nice being home. As I said to you a moment ago,
right.
my folks finished their careers here at Norfolk State. They live not very far from here, right across from Military Circles, where their house was.
So okay.
I'm a homeboy.
Homeboy.
I'm a homeboy. Yeah. And let me give a shout out to my brother Tim, who lives over in Portsmouth, my brother Douglas, and my good buddy, the judge, J. Edgar Demps.
Okay, our guest. We're in good company.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Conrad Miller, My Journey is a Project. Conrad, it's been a pleasure. May God continue to bless you.
Thank you so much. May He bless you as well.
Conrad Miller on Star 94.1.